It is time for Tiger Time, and Mr. Jensen, Scott Jensen, our Executive Director of Secondary Operations, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning.
Yeah, we got a house full here, don't we?
It is. Going to be a hot day and a hot day for girls sports here.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We got a couple home matches, and we want to really celebrate both these programs.
Yeah, so we're going to start with softball this morning. Coach Katie McLean, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Hi, how are you?
Good win again last night, girls. Man,
yes.
Took two, right?
Yes, two against Columbus.
Yeah, it's been a good year.
Yes, we're 18-6.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That is awesome. What's the strength of this year's team, would you say?
Oh, that's a good question. Girls, do you have any ideas? strengths, I think we are doing a nice job at the plate. We're adjusting to pitchers. And so we may have a bad at-bat, but then we come back our next at-bat and make an adjustment and get a hit or move runners, things like that.
Okay. Defensively, obviously, you got to be strong on defense if you're going to win that many.
We have been doing a nice job. I don't know any stats, but I know we have had minimal errors, and that has made a big difference for sure.
Do you feel like when the girls do come up to the plate, they're come back? If you did strike out, maybe you come back and say, okay, she's going to keep it low, or this one's going to come high and outside. A lot
for
of talking.
Sure. They are very good at that. They'll do that, like a girl strike out, and then she'll turn around and tell the next batter, okay, this is what I saw. Be ready for this. And we talk about that stuff every inning, too, in between innings as well. Yes, that's big.
I would imagine repetition in practice is probably one of
for
the things
sure.
you push.
Lots of ground balls, lots of fly balls. We hit, I mean, we do all that stuff daily. We work a lot on like the in-betweeners, the pop-ups, stuff like that. So yes, it is a lot of reps just for more practice, for sure.
Do you feel like the HAC conference is pretty strong in softball?
For sure in softball. Most definitely. It's very strong. I think we're contenders in it right now, though, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about what's coming up so our listeners know as far as the season.
Okay, so we only have three more home games. So tonight it's Lady Hawks and Forest Night at the ballpark. So any of those girls that wear their jerseys can get in for free with a paying adult. And then we have Bryan in South Sioux City on Thursday. Then we go to Lincoln Southwest, and then North Star, correct, is back home a week from Thursday. So then it's HAC tournament, and then it's districts. So
okay.
Yep, so we're almost done here.
I feel bad. We have not done any of your games. We need to, I'm going to see if we can get that North Star game going
okay,
for
that
sure.
That would be great.
That last home game for sure. And then as you head into district play, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that'd
thank
be
you.
Awesome.
Yes, that would be super exciting. Yes.
So you brought some players with. Who do we want to talk to first here? I'll let you kind of direct
it. Let's
talk
to Zoe.
It.
This is Zoe.
Yeah.
She's my starting second baseman.
All right,
Hi.
Zoe. How long have you been playing softball?
Probably since I've been eight. It has been a long time. Yeah.
Okay. Have you played second base, or do you play anywhere on the infield? What's your specialty?
Yeah, I'm normally middle infield, and then sometimes I'll play catcher. Yeah.
Favorite pitch to hit?
Inside high.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Was that your home run?
Oh, yes, it was. That was my home run.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see. As far as defense goes, are you, would you rather have a ground ball or a fly ball?
Fly ball.
For sure.
Yeah, I like tracking them.
At this point, you have any bruises from a balls
yes.
Hitting you? Yeah. Softball is not very kind, is it?
Yeah. I've had a couple on my leg so far from being hit by pitches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's plenty of those definitely hit you in the legs. Any steals this year?
A couple.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You guys have had a great season. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been so fun.
I hope it keeps going. I really want to see you guys make it to the postseason this year.
That'd
we're
be super
definitely,
fun.
I think, a lot of people cheering for you. So congratulations so
Thank
far.
Thank you.
How about we bring in Ella Cooper?
Hi.
Tell me where you play on the
I'm a pitcher.
Pitcher. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you, I guess, arms sore this year? Or?
Not horrible sometimes, but we do a good job of evening things out.
Well, if you're going to win that many games, you do have to have more than one pitcher, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
So who's the rest of the pitching staff?
We have McKenna McGee and then Taylor Evans. They're both juniors.
Lefty, righty, which
They're
are you?
Lefties.
They're lefties.
Yep,
oh,
I'm
that's
righty,
good.
I'm righty, so switch okay. things up.
Your favorite pitch to throw?
Probably curve or rise.
Curve or rise?
Yeah.
You don't like the changeup, huh?
I do occasionally when it's on.
Okay. When you're at the plate, what's your favorite pitch to hit?
Definitely low inside.
Low and inside. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where does it go then? Does it go to left?
Over the fence.
Yeah. Over the fence? I was going to say, yeah. Nice. How many home runs do you have this year?
9.
Woo! Ooh. Dang. So, Coach, what's the record for a season of home runs?
15. Yeah, I set the record last year.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
I like it. That's good. Let's see. Have you guys turned a lot of double plays this year?
We have them last night.
Yeah, we
not
turned one.
Second or first, but we've had a lot of.
Like a line shot and then over to first or second?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job. Are you a senior this year?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you planning on going on to play?
Yeah, I'm
going to
go play at Augustana University
okay.
in South Dakota.
Yeah, very good. Well, congratulations
and
good luck. Let's bring in Jenna McClain this morning. Welcome.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. Where do you play for the team?
I am the starting shortstop.
Ah, okay. So you have to be pretty quick there. You never close your eyes, right, on those short hops?
Sometimes, on accident.
I would. I'm guessing on short hops a lot of times. What's your favorite pitch to hit?
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle. Oh, have you had any home runs this year?
I've had 3 this year.
Nice. Have they been to straightaway or left field or where?
I think left field and dead center. Mostly left field, though.
So you're at shortstop, you really do. You have to be thinking about all the different situations out there. So are you talking a lot to everybody?
Yeah.
Making sure everybody knows where they're supposed to be. Obviously, double plays.
I have had 2 this year. They're on like little catches. I had one last night.
It's hard to have a double play in softball with the short bases and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really hard.
But I imagine you guys who do you communicate the most with?
Probably the catcher right here.
The catcher here? Okay. Uh-huh. You guys have some signals?
We have like these plays like when it's the first and third plays and
right.
stuff like that.
Yeah. Very good. Well, what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Okay. So you got a little ways to go yet.
Yeah.
Do you always listen to your coach?
Yes.
Better
on the field than at home. Okay, good deal. Well, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Let's bring in Maggie McClain this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Where do you play on the field?
I play catcher.
So catcher. Any other positions?
Not really.
Okay. How long have you been playing softball?
Since I was like probably 9 or 8, 8 or 9 around there.
So has this coach been helping you the whole way through?
She coached me when I first started in Lady Hawks and then on JV and then as senior on varsity now.
Okay.
That's about it.
So do you, I imagine the two of you are always communicating, telling the pitcher which pitch to throw.
Yeah. Actually, yesterday my mom was going to go inside on a girl and she was way far away from the plate. So I had to call time and tell my pitcher, do not throw the ball inside.
You go, can we have a little conference here?
Give me signs, and I don't.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes.
Oh, so what's your favorite pitch to hit?
High outside.
High and outside. Yes. Any home runs this year?
Nope.
We're hoping then. There's a lot of time to go yet. We still got some season left. So, anything else?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. We better not be giving it away. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was just thinking.
I mean, low and inside. That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Giving away all the secrets.
Is it? Do you find it difficult to, are you able to gauge what the pitcher's going to throw? Being the catcher, you the other team?
Yes. I do set up outside and inside to make sure I give a good target.
Yeah,
with my body and with my glove.
Sure, sure. What year are you?
I'm a senior.
Oh, man. So are you going to go on and play somewhere?
I've been in contact with a couple coaches, and I would like to play in college somewhere smaller. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, good luck and congratulations on the season. Appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you.
All right. I think we'll switch over to volleyball now. We have assistant coach with us this morning, Sammy Hansen. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you here. The volleyball season, same with softball. Man, they're going so fast.
Yeah, the season's flying by. So far, it's been really good. We've had a good record at this point. There's a couple games I've gotten away that we're looking forward to a rematch with a couple of those teams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Talk about the makeup of this year's team.
The makeup this year, front row-wise, we have quite a few seniors and upperclassmen. Back row is very young, which is very hopeful for the upcoming years. Right now, we've been more back row dominant or outside dominant, okay. But I think things are going to start changing with how practices have been going.
Yeah, a lot of repetition, that's for sure.
Yes,
oh my
for
gosh,
sure.
Yeah. Let's see, I don't remember record right now. Doing pretty darn good. I know that.
16-3 right now.
I was going to say, I've only had like three losses. So
yes.
Tonight should be a good test.
Yeah, tonight will be a good game. We actually just talked about in practice yesterday focusing on getting better with every single ball tonight instead of focusing on the scoreboard. But it should be a good game tonight and Thursday night against Grand Island as well.
Yeah. Strength of this team?
I would say right now it's back row and pin dominant, but I think our middles are really coming along and we'll start seeing a little bit of a change later on in the season.
Good, good deal. You have a new coach. Obviously, he's not here today, but did he change things, I guess, as far as schemes and things? Or just stick to pretty much what you've been doing?
At this point, we've kind of stuck to what we've been doing. At practices, we've been trying out some other schemes, I guess, is the way to put
it.
But at this point in games, we've been kind of sticking to what's been working so far.
Good deal. Well, you brought some people with. How about we talk to Kate Denker here first this morning? Welcome. Nice to have you here. Where do you play on the floor?
I'm the setter.
Okay. You're all over the place.
Yeah.
talk about the season, how you feel it's been going this year.
This season, we focused a lot on, like, team-oriented. Like, we're all, like, a family. We've been getting together a lot. Like, we're sticking to more of our system, and we've been, like, clicking a lot on offense and defensively.
Yeah, it definitely is a sport where you have to forget the last point and move on, don't you?
Yeah, we talk a lot about, like, the mental side of the game and how, like, yes, we're going to make some errors, but that just means we have a lot of more points coming ahead.
Are you that person on the floor, the positive person who's always like, okay, move on, let's go?
I try to be, but sometimes, yeah.
Let's see, your favorite thing. Is it the setting, or would you rather be hitting?
No, I really enjoy setting. Last year I kind of played setter for JV and then anywhere the varsity team needed me, but my role this year I've really adapted to it and I really like setting.
Well, you must be the quickest person out there. You got to be quick.
No, definitely not.
Well, good luck tonight, and we'll be covering that game on Big Dog, so it should be a lot of fun. Thank you for stopping in. Let's talk with Maddie. Maddie Dalton, been a good year so far.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I think you can probably jump higher than Mr. Jensen. You
think? Do we want to try that?
We could. I don't know. He could probably touch the ceiling. He's got to warm up, yeah. You've had a great year, a lot of kills so far this year. Is this your setup person here, Kate?
Yeah, Kate's my setter.
Yeah, so that definitely helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, for me to get kills, we have to get the dig and we have to get the set, so I really appreciate how hard the rest of my team works, too.
Yeah, it is. It's been a good year for that. Talk a little bit about your preparation this year. What'd you do this summer?
So last year was really fun. I came in as a freshman and I was just really amped up to play varsity volleyball. But so I was really inconsistent. So this year, Andrew and I, our coach, talked a lot about how I have to find like a consistent part of my mental game that will like being mentally prepared every game that will help me play consistently. So that's what we've worked on.
Good. That's good. Rotation-wise, it seems like you guys, I've been listening to a couple of them, and it seems like your rotations really seem to be working well this year.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against any other teams, but it just seems like everybody's really contributing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We work really hard, and we all get really excited for each other when we score the point. We get excited when we score the point.
So. Block or kill, which one do you like most?
it feels really good when you block a really good hitter.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. Well, good luck the rest of the season. And tonight, hopefully a good one here at home.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Let's bring in Emily Shepherd this morning as we talk volleyball. What position are you playing on the floor?
So I'm an outside.
Oh, you're an outside. Okay. Yeah. Now, were you a setter last year? I'm trying to...
I was a DS back row.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Talk a little bit about the season, how you felt it's been going this year.
Yeah, so it's been good. Mostly highs, but the lows have been there too. Just climbing up the mountain each time, getting better is the goal.
Yeah, it is. It's good to get the challenge, isn't it?
Yep.
I know you're up for that for sure.
Yes.
So as far as kills this year for you... Probably a little bit more than in the past?
Yeah, yep. So last year I played a little bit of outside, so I was just getting back into it from eighth grade. So this year is getting a little better.
As far as digs and such, you're probably one of those people that's digging quite a bit on the floor?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'll bet. What do you see, I guess, for the rest of the season here? It's going to get a little bit tougher?
Mm-hmm.
We got some good opponents coming up here. Grand Island, as far as you prepare for them, what kind of a team will you see tonight?
Tonight, I feel like we'll see a fast offense team, a scrappy team, one that will have to serve aggressive to get them out of system. So.
Okay. Well, good luck. I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's bring in Molly Brown, also here. Talk school to career this morning and the teammates coordinator. And you and I just talked at the back to school bash a little bit about some of the upcoming items, but tell us more.
This is Spirit Week for teammates, and today is Runs a Day in Fremont at both locations. 10% of the proceeds go to back to our chapter, so please eat Runs It today, and so it'll be really fun. We've got a lot of things going on. Yesterday was Day of Kindness, and if anybody still wants to be kind to us, we're willing to take any type of donations to help us in kind, like printing or board games or Uno cards, different things like that. Today is Runs a Day. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and it's here, we're here to serve, and we're asking for people to donate funds to cover our background checks, sponsor a match, or help a chapter with activity fees. Thursday is a Facebook fundraiser. We are not doing that at this time. We are going to be doing something later after our chamber coffee on October 21st when we announce some big things that are going to be happening.
Okay.
Friday is Spirit Day, and everybody needs to wear red, and if they have a teammate shirt, they need to wear that. So we've got a full week, but
yeah,
today
you
is
do.
Really,
Jeez.
Really big for us.
About how many mentors do you have right now?
Right now I have 29.
Okay.
And I have 17 that I'll be matching this week and next week.
Oh, good.
So
good.
I still need more, so don't think that sounds like we're done.
Yeah.
I still have a long list of students in the Fremont Public Schools who want a mentor. And it's very easy. You just go to teammates.org, and there's a big yellow button that says mentor to be, and it's really easy to do that. And if you have any questions, you can contact me at the high school, and I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Maybe just talk about the commitment. It's really not as much as people would think, is it?
No, it's once a week, and it's school-based, and we talk about the strengths of the students, and they meet in the schools for about 30 minutes, and it's very simple. It's a commitment that you make once a week, and you really learn to build a great relationship with the students as you start with them in third and fourth grade and go all the way to when they're going to graduate. And one of the big things for graduation seniors that are in teammates is that we have over $3 million in scholarships that we provide. And so it's really exciting. Plus, we also have Teammates Plus, which is post-secondary education scholarships, that if you're going to a college and you want to have a teammate mentor, you can have them and apply for scholarships. So it's really exciting for
us. Awesome. What's the easiest way to get a hold of you?
You can call me at 402-727-3970.
Well, I hope the rest of your week goes good and runs a today.
Runs a today.
Very good. Thank you, Molly. We'll finish up here with Kevin Earlywine, our executive director of the Fremont Public Schools Foundation. What do you have for us today, mister?
Oh, hey, you know.
I see you brought donuts.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, last time when I was here, I brought donuts, and I think we were short. I think there were some.
What? Somebody got into the
some people
donuts?
Didn't get. So I want to make sure. And now the ladies brought donuts themselves. So you guys have donuts.
Oh my gosh! All thank over you. The place. I didn't know that.
You know, I was over Rise and Shine where I got the donuts.
Yeah.
They have pumpkin flavored donuts over there, which I imagine everything's
pumpkin, the pumpkin spice
yeah.
now.
Did
yep.
you see
yep.
that guy floated down the river on yeah. On a hollowed out pumpkin?
Oh yeah.
He said that was part of his bucket list. I don't want to see the rest of his bucket list. That's what that was.
Maybe that would be a fundraiser for the foundation, huh?
Cool idea. Uh-huh.
That's yeah. much you, Mr.
Would you
Early Wine.
Down, would you float down a river if we haul out a pumpkin for you?
I think
would
Mr.
You do that
Early
for
Wine
us?
Would.
I probably would, yeah.
Attaboy. Okay, we got it on tape. We got it on tape. So, actually, the foundation this last week, we got to do a presentation for the Cosmo Club. Friday morning, we were there. Had a full house. Great group of people at the Cosmopolitan Club over at Midland. Scott and Judy Getchman invited us over there, and they also provided a wonderfully kind donation to the foundation, and we really appreciated that opportunity to share some ideas and thoughts with a community group like that that does so much for our community. Then the week before that, on Friday night, the football game, Kazuntai. We had Fremont Public School Foundation night at the football game. I saw you and
yeah,
your lovely wife.
Yeah, we were there.
There,
yep.
And had a
I
great
didn't get
time.
To kick the field goal,
I
but
know.
That's okay.
We drew several times
I
trying
know.
To get your number.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it out of there. We had our whole board was there helping out. They were selling raffle tickets, having a great time, helping to sell the programs for the night. And then at halftime, we had our big contest and got to kick extra points. We had a couple participants in that, and both of them were winners. Both of them
I
won.
Saw
both
that.
Of them
yeah.
Made their extra points. We ended up giving away $100 to each of them, which
nice.
Was a nice little prize. Mm-hmm. But good, it's worth the kick, isn't it?
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's worth the kick. So it was fun. It was a nice way for us to get out in the public. We had the announcer, Scott Wagner, was reading for us and read a lot of the things that the foundation does and accomplishments that we've had, so we appreciate that. And I do need to mention our two winners from the contest, Taylor Jeppesen
mm-hmm.
and Randy Wagner were the two winners. And they got out there, brave souls that they were, and made a couple good kicks, and we were excited about that. We're hoping to have some other fun activities like that coming up. We might get into volleyball or softball game. I don't know what the contest would be there for that, but we may try something fun like that to include the foundation out there.
Janet would probably dig a spike if Maddie wanted to hit one at her, I think.
I was a setter.
Oh, you were. Okay. Or
and a server.
Maybe
I had
you
a
could,
wicked serve.
You could take an at bat and Ella could pitch to you.
I was a catcher, too. I broke my nose. Broke my nose catching, as you can tell. But no, you don't want me on any team.
Oh,
period.
Oh, you can always be on
raise
one
some
of
money.
Our teams. You can always be on one of our teams.
I'll raise money some other way.
Okay. So you can get a hold of us, the foundation, yeah. at 402-727-3027, or you can email me directly, kevin.earlywine@fpsmail.org, or you can go to our website, fpsfoundation.com. Just give us a holler. We'll be happy to help. Give us some ideas, some thoughts, some things we can do, fundraisers that we can help support.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our Tiger Time report this morning. Scott Jensen, finish up for us this morning, our Executive Director of Secondary Operations.
Yeah, just super fun having these ladies, young ladies on the show this morning. They're just great examples of our Fremont High School kids who are not only great athletes, but great people, great speakers, great academically, and it's super fun to see them perform on the field, on the court, and in the classroom. But if you're not busy tonight, two rated teams, the softball team and the volleyball team, both are at home, and it'll be some great competition.
Yeah, for sure. Good luck, and thanks for coming in.